So the show is one of those traditional fairy tales, obviously made very, very famous by Walt Disney back in the 1930s, and it's Snow White.
And what part do you play?
Well, I'm going to be playing Dame Daphne, the mother to the Royal Prince Charming. Well, actually, I've only ever played Dame twice. Once as an ugly sister, and then once as the Mother Goose. But the last time that I played Dame was 2006. Since then, I've been Silly Billy and King and all those other kind of characters throughout Panto Land.
What does Snow White have to offer that might be different, and how much of it is a traditional Snow White?
Well, it's certainly colourful. The energy within the dances is amazing, and the singing is superb. You know, that massive audience engagement with the, you know, the boos and hisses and, oh no, there isn't, oh yes, there is, etc., etc. So all the traditional things are there, as well as kind of like just quirkiness here and there throughout. I mean, would you ever have thought that a dame would be a cheerleader and would be in a very short miniskirt right at the beginning of Act 1?
Yeah, well, I can't wait to see you in that.
Yeah. I bet half a tape side can't wait to see me in that.
Well, I'm going to move along.
Okay.
I might be back.
Oh, yes, promises, promises.
Jack Evans. So, Jack, tell me a little bit about yourself.
Well, I'm quite new to the world of amateur dramatics, but I've previously worked in entertainment-based roles abroad, which was very much animation to start with, Kids Club, lots and lots of character work. Transitioned into adults where you're working more or less with the 18 and above crowd around most holidays abroad, first choice, Butlins.
Excellent. Where did you do that then? Was in Spain, France?
Spain, yes. Egypt, P&O cruises. So that took me around the world a little bit on the ships.
And here you are now.
And here I am now, yes.
How did that happen?
Well, I saw an advertisement on a road banner, which Sparks Amateur Dramatics Society have posted around Tameside in several locations, and I thought, well, why not? I figured it would be an absolutely amazing opportunity to join a very talented cast, and everyone was so welcoming from the get-go, no matter how nervous I was or how new I was.
And did you have to audition?
Yes, I did undergo an audition. They send out the audition packs 2-3 weeks in advance, plenty of time to prepare. Then I went down to Hyde Festival Theatre, met a panel, very, very welcoming again, and I did a very short excerpt of lines from the script, as well as a song or two, just very short excerpts, I would say. Ultimately, I went for the role of Prince Percy, more so because he's a well-spoken individual who can be quite clumsy at times, but his heart is in the right place, and no matter what perils he faces, I would like to say that his intentions are true.
So other than sort of being a kid's entertainer,
yes,
to a degree, have you played a part like this before in panto?
I cannot say I have. I was in the pantomime from the year previous, but this is a major step up, and I didn't believe I had the confidence to do it to begin with, but through the support of all those around me and through the support of the amazing directors and writers, I really feel like they pushed me to push my own boundaries.
That's right, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Now, I'll turn to the Wicked Witch, is that right?
Hello, my darling, that's right. Okay. I'm Amber Kennelly.
And have you been in many pantos before?
I've been in a few now. This is my first girly role, actually. Before, I've played a beast and a prince. Quite a few years ago now, I was the fairy godmother in another pantomime, but I enjoy them every year. They come round and always look forward to them. And obviously, Sparks throw the best pantomime there is in Tameside, so definitely get your tickets.
We'll get that in first. And what's the appeal for you for panto?
So for me, I'm a maths teacher. It's a complete new lease of life for me. It completely separates my work from one of my favourite hobbies. I love being in a big cast full of talented people. I love meeting new people. I've gained so many more friends doing this and had new experiences. And I really like to push myself as an actress and try new things. So I'm really excited to be playing Evil Queen this year. It's quite fun to be a baddie.
Are you prepared for 2 hours of just being booed then?
Yes, bring it on. Really excited to be hated for 2 hours, but no, she's a fabulous character to play. She's got so many different sides I can bring out to myself. I just think she's fabulous, but obviously I want this audience to really boo hard behind her because she is horrible, but that it's been fantastic to play this role.
Do you have different costumes and things?
So far we've got the one costume, but so it is quite traditional in the sense like I've got a fabulous black wig, I've got a fabulous crown, and she feels very regal. She's got the fabulous collar cape that you can see in the Disney version, but she's just an eccentric version of what you would normally have because it's Panto after all. But yeah, it's really, really fantastic playing her, so I'm really excited for the next few weeks.
Excellent. And are you a maths teacher at a local school?
I am a maths teacher at a local school.
So what do all the students know? What age?
No, they don't know.
That's well,
my little dark
now,
secret. But if you do want one fun fact, I used to teach Snow White over here. So that's our little link that we have together. But it's great working with Rachel now that she's an adult and seeing her in a different light. And I'm really proud of what she comes out with on stage.
Are you worried about students coming to see you, or are you quite
happy? No, it's fine. They won't recognise me in the black wig, honey. It's fine. It's fine. I've had students end up seeing the pantos before, and do you know what? It's always really good fun. They always applaud me for doing something different outside of work. So bring it on. But it is my little secret at work. But all of the teachers are going to come, so I'm sure Rachel will get a few flashbacks when they all come to support us. But yeah, I absolutely love it.
Hi, I'm Rachel Coogan.
So, you play none other than Snow White. You've been a lead part in other plays and pantos?
Well, this is my first panto, and I've only ever actually done one other, like, Amdram show, and I was the leading role in that show as well. It's all very new.
Straight to the top?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, how long have you been rehearsing for?
Probably since about end of August to September time.
And how have the rehearsals been going?
Been going really well. I feel like probably at the start it was getting obviously into your character and making sure you're doing like obviously the right voice and the right stance and stuff like that, but now I feel like it's just flowing very smoothly.
For you, what's the appeal for being in panto, and also why people should come and watch it?
The appeal for me, I feel like most, like obviously because I'm playing the princess, the lead, it's just like the magic that it makes for all the children. It's like I'm quite excited to do that and see all the smiles and all the children's faces, as well as all like the adults as well, so they can share that experience with the children at Christmas.
Hyde Festival Theatre, we're the biggest theatre now in Tameside left. Obviously there are other local theatres in the area, Guybridge, Drolls and Little Theatre, those are close by. There's other community halls, but not everywhere is doing a pantomime. There's some community halls that are doing them, etc. But what I would say is irrelevant of where you're going, but do come and see us obviously if you can. But go and support your local amateur groups. They put on such a phenomenal performance that you're not paying through the odds like you are if you go into all the big name theatres. And in some cases, the amount of times you hear when people walk out and they say that was just as good, if not better. The performers that you're coming to watch at these local amateur events and theatres are doing it not to be paid. They're not doing it as a job. They're doing it because they love theatre. They have a passion for theatre. They're doing it just to put a smile on people's faces. And I'm not saying the people in the professional world aren't doing it for that reason. There's more of an oomph from people who are doing it amateur-wise because they just do it for the sheer enjoyment of being on that stage and making a difference to the local communities. 30th of November, we've got two performances on the Sunday. One is a relaxed performance for those needing additional support and things like that. We've then also got a British Sign Language performance as well for that day for our BSL support. And then obviously from there, then we go throughout the week, Tuesday to Saturday, with a matinee on the Saturday as well. We are getting support this year with some of our local celebrities in the area, shall we say. They've come to help us out a little bit this year as well. So we've got Syndicate, who's supporting again this year with Ricky the Rat, and we've also got Stephen Bailey, the comedian,